Welcome to today's Wrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, Chief of Ancillary Services at Pella Regional Health Center. Tony Linkmeyer joins us on today's program to talk about the progress of the new Pella Regional Pharmacy. Well, Tony, we talked before it was open. You talked to Dr. Bob right after it opened, the Pella Regional Pharmacy, a new addition to Pella Regional Services here in Pella. First of all, just how have things been going? What is kind of the response you've seen from customers and the transition from Crown and other things that you guys have been kind of working on basically since you've opened earlier this year?
Well, it's been an exciting trip. We opened in March, as you well know. In that time, we assembled a team of people that were unrelated to each other and put them together, and it's working well. We've upgraded the software, the purchasing software within the pharmacy, and that too had its own couple of bumps, but it's doing well. We've seen the public embrace us and start moving the scripts over to us, which is a nice welcome thank you from the community that we're here, they're recognizing it. We've seen, as I mentioned, many coming over. We're seeing plenty of new scripts, so the business all in all is doing quite well.
There are challenges when you're trying to take on a new project, especially this scope, especially at a hospital this size where you have the kind of staff available, but at the same time, it's something completely new to many here. So what are some of the challenges you faced, some that maybe you've already overcome, and some that you anticipate in this ever-changing world of pharmacy?
Well, those are great questions, and some that we discovered that we weren't really aware of until the last minute. Certain things we found, you have to have a lead-in period. And so when you're trying to go with a zero hiccup and keep the business running and you need a 90-day lead-in, you have to figure out how to work around those so that you can keep doing patient care and still meet all the requirements. We made it through that. We even had to go back to old-time snail mail, where we had to send letters to get prescriptions because it wasn't quite ready for us to do electronic. Some of the other things that we ran into that we're finding to be challenging are all of the varied contracts, the insurance contracts that we have to negotiate with to simply treat the patients. Once again, back to that, there was a particular contract that required us to have a specific DME license for diabetic strips. Putting all that together, that was easily missed, but something that we've had to overcome.
And how do you think this is fit into some of the goals, in terms of goals maybe that were set out beforehand in meetings and various ways? Once you acquired it and as you moved along in the process, what were some of those goals for folks who maybe don't remember when we talked a few months ago? And how have you been able to hit those if you have?
Well, some of the big things that we wanted to do was recognize the missing piece we thought of our medical home model, and that's that coordinated effort of care. And we think the pharmacy was a big part of that, and we're starting to see benefits from that now, too. The providers and the pharmacists are able to work together to improve healthcare. So that was a goal, and we've achieved that, or achieving it, I should say. We also wanted to expand the hours and make the service available. We did that immediately, and that's worked out well. Internally, we've been able to recognize some opportunity within our own healthcare plan. We've seen that. Now, moving forward, some of the things we still have yet to accomplish, we want to work more closely with the pharmacist and the providers, and there are cooperative agreements that are there legally that allow them to do that, and that will, again, improve the health care of our patients.
And then the pharmacy model is more of a consumer-friendly one, perhaps, than your previous one. Have you noticed current patients from Pella Regional, maybe not from Crown making the transition, but from Pella Regional? How have you seen that transition go?
Well, to clarify, we weren't a retail pharmacy here at the hospital. We were able to fill our own employees' prescriptions, and we've transitioned that one smoothly. But what we have been able to see are those patients that want to receive the service level we provide, want to support Pella Regional Health Center, and we've seen those patients transition to our pharmacy from local pharmacies.
What's next for the pharmacy as you continue to settle into this role? We're still fairly early in the process, all things considered, but what's next and what are some of the things that you'd like to see, or the hospital, I should say, would like to see continue to grow over there?
We've been real pleased with some of the short-term goals, and we've achieved those or are achieving them now. The moderate or midterm goals would be those of the cooperative agreements, as well as the improved health care by using the medical home model. Our long-term goal is still to reduce the cost of health care, and that includes working with the employers to best figure out a method to lower the cost of pharmacy.
That concludes today's Friend Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.